On Friday, I had a meeting that demonstrated for me how quickly time passes. A young woman from my home parish came to see me, and I've known her since she was 2, and she sat in my office and said, "Father, I'm engaged to be married." And I thought, "But you can only be like 12. And then she reminded me that she had driven here from college and that 18 years had passed very quickly. So I moved on to my next question. It's one that I always ask when someone tells me that they're getting married. Maybe it's the same question you ask them.
How did you meet?
First thing I ask, how did you meet? You know, it's a pretty important question. How did you meet? Our lectionary, that's the arrangement of Sunday readings for Mass, is arranged in a 3-year cycle labeled A, B, and C. In year A, we read Matthew. Year B, we read Mark. Year C, we read Luke. John doesn't get his own year. He kind of takes over half of Lent and half of Easter. And during year B, he takes over about 6 weeks during the summer. So we hear from John at those other times. And we're in the middle, or just the beginning now, of year B. And what that means is that we're going to hear for the most of the Sundays of the year from Mark's gospel. Now, Mark is the shortest of the Gospels. If you've looked at the New Testament, it's by far the shortest. It moves very, very quickly. One of Mark's favorite words is immediately. To give you an idea about the length of Mark's Gospel compared to the others, around the time that the angel Gabriel is thinking about maybe making his flight arrangements to fly to Nazareth to talk to Mary or Zechariah in the temple, around that time in Luke's gospel, in Mark's gospel, Jesus is already calling the 12 disciples. Gives you an idea of how quickly Mark is moving. It's his favorite thing to do. He moves very, very quickly. And we don't know a whole lot about Mark. We know that he was a cousin of Barnabas, that he worked with Paul, and that he worked with Peter. He knew some of the disciples, but Mark is not an eyewitness to the ministry of Jesus. And that means that in order to get everything for his gospel, he had to talk to people who had been eyewitnesses to the ministry of Jesus. It means that Mark had to sit down with Andrew or James or John or Peter and ask, "How did you meet Jesus?" "I was in the boat. And my father and the hired workers and my brother, we were mending the nets. I was in the boat with my brother Simon. We were casting nets hoping to catch some fish. I was paying attention to the sea when I heard a voice from the shore that said, 'Come, follow me.'" How did you meet Jesus? Yesterday we had a retreat for our faith formation students who are preparing to receive First Reconciliation and First Communion this year. Now, I told them they weren't being tested, but I wanted to ask them a few questions. What were they preparing to receive? First Communion, some said. First Reconciliation, said some others. The little Thomas Aquinas, the future Thomas Aquinas, said Eucharist. The little future Catherine of Siena said Jesus. The little one, who I sure wants to be John Paul II, stood up and said, "Sacraments." Held out his hands like this. Looked just like John Paul. "Sacraments." And I saw and asked, "So what are the sacraments?" And I watched all of those little minds start to turn. Well, in the morning when we had the younger kids, I watched all of the little minds start to turn. In the afternoon when we had the older kids, I watched them just look down. So I said to them, "I will give you a very simple description. It's not the one you can write on the text, it's the one you can write on your heart and carry with you forever. What are the sacraments? The sacraments are where we meet Jesus." "How did you meet Jesus?" "I met him in the waters of baptism." "How did you meet Jesus?" "I met him in the mercy of reconciliation." "How did you meet Jesus?" "I was sick and he visited me and anointed me for healing." "How did you meet Jesus?" "I met him in the breaking of the bread on a Sunday morning." "How did you meet Jesus?" "An apostle laid hands on my head and prayed." we meet Jesus in the sacraments. A few years ago, I was in a room with two other priests. It was a hospice room. And one of the priests was coming to the end of his journey here. The priest who was in his final days had encouraged many young women to religious life. He had helped countless couples prepare and sustain marriages. He had encouraged many young men to consider a vocation to the priesthood. And of those, 9 were ordained to the priesthood. At the end of his life, he asked for the pictures of the 9 of us to be brought to his room. The most senior of those priests and I, the most junior, were there to see him that day. And my elder brother of this great spiritual father looked at our dear mentor and said, soon, Father, the veil will be pulled back. There will be no more signs and no more sacraments, only the reality of the wedding feast of the Lamb of God. For us too, that day will come. We will stand before the Lord, and the Holy Communion we have received in this life will have prepared us to be received into the Holy Communion of eternal life. Each day, and particularly each Sunday, we can meet Jesus in the sacraments. How did you meet Jesus? I met him this Sunday at Our Lady of Lourdes, when as once for his disciples, so now for us, Christ opened the scriptures and breaks the bread. Amen.